ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMVA.
Let's take a look at how these teams got here. Starting off with the Indians, they defeated Neodesha of Southeast Kansas 49-0. That was at Emporia High School is where they played that game. Again, that was 49-0 to win their Week 9 matchup, followed by a 15-8 win over district foe Council Grove. And that has gotten them to the sectional round. As for Nemaha Central, they cleaned things up against Pleasant Ridge. They play them now in back-to-back postseasons. They beat them 48-0 in Week 9, the number 4 seed out of District 3. And they finished that up off with a 55-13 win over Riley County, thus ending their ridiculous 8-game shutout streak. It was snapped. It's also the first time that they've given up multiple touchdowns in a game since the state title game last year, of course, against Kingman. Well, in that game for Nemaha Central, Carter Hike, he went 6-for-9 for a career-high 135 passing yards. He also had a passing touchdown, but it's always about his job on the ground. He had 29 carries for 186 yards, 5 touchdowns. Oh, and by the way, he also had a pick 6. So how about 7 touchdowns on the day for Carter Hike in that win over Riley County? Their second win over Riley County. Defeated them a few weeks ago as well in the regular season. Also had Carter Rottinghouse. He had a fantastic day. He had a fumble recovery and a 43-yard receiving touchdown. And Josh Gonzalez, he was ridiculous on both sides of the ball. On the defensive line, he had 12 tackles and a team-high 4 tackles for loss. And on the offensive line, he had 3 pancake blocks as well. Passing out the syrup is the young fella, Josh Gonzalez. He has been fantastic this season. He's not going to start tonight, is Josh Gonzalez, but he will play. According to head coach Michael Glatzik, he has dealt with some sickness, so we will see Gonzalez just not starting here tonight. He has 64 tackles. He's fifth on the team in that category. He's also second on the team in tackles for loss at 10. In first place in that category is, of course, the monster, Odin Bass. 18 tackles for loss on the year. Are you kidding me? That's 1.8 per contest, 89 tackles. That's third on the team, which is pretty absurd that your third highest tackler is on the defensive line. And on the offensive side, about 38 pancake blocks for Holden Bass this season. Josh Gonzalez, he has 19 on the year. And those two have just been dominant. Aiden Hilbert as well has been just incredible on the offensive line and the defensive side, both sides, which is the main reason and the biggest reason for this team's successes this season. But they do have some solid skill position players as well. Caleb Strothman has really risen to the ranks as of late. He leads the team in receiving yards now and receptions and receiving touchdowns with 305 yards, 18 receptions, and 4 touchdowns. He also gets some occasional work on the ground, 15 carries, 176 rushing yards, and 3 scores. He's also a fantastic defender as well, 4 pass deflections and 2 interceptions with 63 tackles, which is also number 6 on the team. And their leading tackler is Abram Keim, and Sam Nordis is just to his left on the defense. They combined for 222 tackles. Keim has 112, Nordis has 110. Those two in the middle of the defense have really been holding down the fort. And on special teams, how about Rico Teresi? He has been really stepping up for the team. He's 85% of his PATs, which they have really started to utilize him in the middle to back half portion of the year. He also made a 33-yard field goal against Minneapolis. So all three phases of the game are really working well for the Thunder, and of course hitting their stride at the right time with a big-time win last week with 55 points against the Falcons. Well, step aside for a break. We have an interview with head coach Michael Glatzik. We'll talk about this upcoming matchup. We'll also talk about that game against Riley County and get you ready for kickoff. This is Playoff Football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at home.
I'm now joined by Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick after their 55-13 win over Riley County. And coach, this is a game where you guys' offense was able to really get into a groove. I feel like the past few weeks, you guys' offense has continued to improve.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we have some new faces on the offense from last year. Every week continues to get better. You know, we played Riley week 8, I believe it was, in regular season. They threw us some fits on their D front, quick athletic kids. I thought our offensive line responded better than a couple weeks ago, which is awesome to see. Coach Willeman did a great job of changing, I would say changing a few techniques, a few schemes up from the first time we played them, but our kids responded well after we got scored on, and we had a great second, third quarter run there.
And coach, before we came on the air, you talked about the shutout streak being over, which is kind of a bummer, but you said it's kind of maybe a little bit of a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I was interested to see how we were going to respond when we did get scored on. You know, Riley, they drove right down the field in 4 or 5 plays through the air and scored or mid through the first quarter. But our kids handled it well. You know, there's no finger pointing on who let the touchdown go. Our kids battled back. The next offensive drive, I think we scored in 3 plays. And then we shut them out till mid-fourth quarter. So I was definitely happy to see how our kids handled the adversity there.
And kind of talking about Carter Hike and the way he's performed, not just this past week where he gets 6 more touchdowns, 5 on the ground, 1 over the air, but just his performance this entire season. We also talked before the phone call here is that Carter is currently on pace to possibly pass his brother during his senior season. He has 34 touchdowns and is 400 yards shy of what Cooper did a year ago. I mean, he's just been unbelievable.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's a great kid that works his tail off. But obviously he couldn't be done without the big boys in front and the skilled kids blocking for him. What I like most about Carter right now is he's improving his throwing game. You know, early in the year, he was struggling throwing the ball. But you know, we gotta remember he's just a sophomore at the coaching staff. You know, he's taking all the installs in, all the different defenses he's seen, especially now in the playoffs. But overall, I would say he's improving every week, throwing the ball, which is going to open up the run even more. So I'm happy to see him keep improving.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll talk about their upcoming opponent, Osage City, coming up here in just a bit.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
And we are back with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick ahead of their game coming up against Osage City here in just a couple of minutes. And coach, this is an Indians team that offensively has had not the greatest of seasons, but they still find a way to win ball games thanks to solid defense.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a reason their record is 9-1, lost to a good Sedgwick team in a close game, 46-40. Coach Gattenbein's been there for a long time. I've known him since I was at West Franklin. Great coach, great guy. He runs a good program. So, just like I told the kids, Monday at a team meeting, there's a reason these four teams, are still in the playoffs, still alive. You know, four great programs, on the East. So, it should be a tough battle on Friday night.
Yeah, and this offense really runs through the Parsons brothers, Kaysen and Cooper. What are some things that you've seen on the tape from those two that makes them so dangerous?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Parsons kid, or the quarterback, Caden Parsons, only sophomore. You know, he's very comparable to the Riley County Harmerson kid. Really, overall as a team, I compare him to Riley County, where they spread it out. You know, 3, 4, 5 five wide. They look to throw the ball, but they also spread people out to run the ball. The quarterback is a legit run threat, also with the quarterback counter. And then his brother in the backfield, Cooper Parsons, you know, he's a little bowling ball back there. He's going to run hard. He's going to make people miss, break tackles. So, on the defense side, we definitely have our hands full.
Absolutely. And this is a team that just barely was able to outgain their opponent last week. They have been in some dogfights. What does this say about their team and their ability to be able to win those close games?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you go back to both Camphor Grove games where I think they won by one the first time they played them, and then won by a score late in the game last Friday. Like I said, they beat Humble in a close game, lost to Sedgwick in a close game. So I would say, you know, through 10 games, they're definitely battle-tested, and I don't see anything different coming from them Friday night. They're going to be ready to roll come Friday.
Should be a fun one, and we have kickoff coming up here in just a bit. That was head coach Michael Gladzik of Nemaha Central. Coach, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
I appreciate it, Jared.
We'll be back in just a bit with kickoff between Nemaha Central and Osage City coming up next.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
About to get this thing underway between Nemaha Central and Osage City. Jared Slubby back with you, and the Thunder come rolling through here with a 23-game winning streak. Of course, they started that last year and went undefeated, won the whole thing, winning their state championship against Kingman, went 13-0, and they are now 10-0 this season. And what a year it has been for the Thunder. The Thunder have now made it to the sectional round in 3 of the last 4 years, which is really just quite an accomplishment from head coach Michael Gladzik. And they have never lost a sectional round game since the playoffs expanded to 32 teams back in 2018. This will be their third sectional game in that span. And this is a Nemaha Central team that is one of just 9 remaining unbeaten teams in class. Rather, in all of 11-man, actually, and just one of 4 left in Class 2A. And Nemaha Central, I mean, the beginning of the year, their schedule was kind of light, but now towards the back half, it is really ramped up. It's the 5th game in the last 6 weeks, playing an opponent with a record of 500 or better, and they have really started clicking on offense at the right time. Their 55 points last week was the 3rd most all season, followed by their performance against Pleasant Ridge, where they scored 48 points. That was their 4th most of the entire season. So this team has really started to hit their stride at the right time, as I talked to head coach Michael Gladzik about the offense playing so well at the right time. But it's been their defense that kind of has been the story of the season. Talked about the 8-game shutout streak that did come to a close, and he talked about how it was kind of bittersweet at the same time, trying to refocus and make sure that they can possibly even get a new streak going here tonight, see if they can shut out the Osage City Indians that are led by a very talented duo with the same last name, and that last name is Parsons. Sophomore quarterback Cason Parsons, what a year he's having. 2,000 passing yards already on the year, 2009 to be exact. He has 24 touchdowns, but he does have 10 interceptions, and Nemaha Central is very good at snagging interceptions. In fact, Nemaha Central has 14 defensive interceptions. They have forced 7 fumbles and have a turnover margin of plus 16. On the other hand, Osage City is also very good at forcing turnovers. They have a turnover margin of plus 10 on the year. They have forced 14 interceptions and 7 fumbles. And as mentioned, that they have the 10 interceptions and the 1 fumble loss. So they both have turned over their opponents the exact same amount of times, but Osage City has some issues in their pass game in terms of forcing some passes, so that will be something that the Nemaha Central secondary will hope to exploit, and we are underway as the kickoff will be booted away by Rico Teresi and returned near side by Dylan Teal. It gets to the 25, to the 30, good return, 35-40, and take it down at the 42-yard line. What a start by Dylan Teal, the 5'9", 170-pound sophomore, playing linebacker slash wide receiver for the Indians. We'll take a look at the starting lineup for the Nemaha Central defense. And on the defensive front, Reese Garrity, Abe Hilbert, Holden Bass, and Carter Sudbeck up front. They also have Aiden Brockstrom, Carter Rottinghouse, Caleb Stroffman, and Carter Hike, as well as the likes of Cooper Kramer in the secondary, and Abram Kine, Sam Nordis as the linebackers. It's a good field position for Osage City. And we are underway here in Seneca. It's a pass, first play over the middle, and it's intercepted! Midfield, going near side, 40, 35-30, and Carter Rottinghouse down the sideline, out of the 15-yard line, and take it down near the 10. First play interception mentioned that Cason Parsons has thrown 10 interceptions, make it 11, and on the first play from scrimmage, Carter Rottinghouse is on the receiving end of a pick. What a way to start for the Nemaha Central defense. And they will start at the 13-yard line. So first play from scrimmage for Carter Hike now. Keeper up the middle. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and trying to drag some defenders forward as he's taken down by Austin Lamb. But what a start. Again, Carter Rottinghouse. Interception on the first play from scrimmage. And it'll be second down and 5 after that 5-yard gain by Carter Hike. Imagine how good Carter Hike has been on the ground during the interview. 231 carries, 1,694 yards. As we know, the keeper finds the whole left side, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. 2 plays, 13 yards, and a quick strike for the Thunder. Trying to make a statement early. That drive goes for just 38 seconds. I'll kick the PAT with Teresi. Mentioned he's 84% on PATs. Snap good, hold good, on the way, and it is through there. 7-0 Nemaha Central. Interception, Carter Rottinghouse. Touchdown, Carter Hike. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers, preseason discounts, truckload discounts, and flexible financing options all add up to a great year-end discount for you. Now is an exciting time for you to take advantage of those discounts. Just like the Nemaha Central football team, a balanced team produces success. Your balanced crops turn into healthy crops. And with a successful team, the Thunder can produce another state championship. For your field, a healthy crop will produce optimum yields. Ensure your field is producing like the Thunder do on the field. Give your crops a great start with SureCrop by calling 800-635-4777. Today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Another good turn by Osage City. This one from Cooper Parsons. He slips at the 35-yard line, and the tackle will be credited to Aiden Brockstrom after the 8-yard rushing touchdown from Carter Hyde, thanks to a interception from Carter Rodinghouse that he returned. Oh, what would that be here? See if I can do some quick math. 42-yard interception return for Rodinghouse. So Osage City will take over, and we have a penalty, and that will be a 15-yarder. It'll be a block in the back as well, so back them up. It'll be backed up to the 18. Not helping themselves. By the way, that pass that was an interception was intended for Quentin Stark, who is second on the team. I think that's tied for third on the team in receptions. Here's a sweep to the near side that goes nowhere. Taken down in the backfield, and credit on that tackle, it'll be Caleb Strothman. That carry was from Jess Reese. That is just his fourth carry of the season. Trying to do something on a jet sweep, and they lose five. So second and 15 from their own 13-yard line. Empty backfield coming up for Kason Parsons, his brother Cooper. Has been a phenomenal asset to this team as well. Lined up in the slot on the near side. Man in motion, they'll take it to him. Throw to the far side, that ball's going to be caught by Reese, and taken down for another loss. Cooper Kramer with the tackle after the catch. I think it was a loss of about two on that play. And that will make it second down and, actually, beg your pardon, third down and 12. So I guess they actually gave him 3 yards, so maybe my not great on that one, so a gain of three. We'll be working from the far side hash, waiting on the officials on the far sideline. We have an injured Indian, it looks like, on that far side. On the third offensive play for Osage City. Been a rough start for the Indians. Had a great kickoff return to start the game, but then the interception. And that is Jess Reese, who is injured on that play after getting tackled by Cooper Kramer. What a play that was by Nemaha Central senior. And let's go ahead and get to the starters now for the Osage City offense. They have a 4 wide receiver set with Jess Reese, Quentin Stark, Dylan Teal, and Severin Rummold. With Parsons runner, the Parsons brothers in the backfield. Here's a handoff right side. Not doing a whole lot, and they're going to have to punt it away. A conservative play call from the Indians. And that was Dylan Teal on that carry. It'll be a gain of 6, so they get 4th and 7. And they will go ahead and punt it away. Their punter is Kason Parsons. Aiden Brockstrom back to return for the Thunder. This one comes out low, and it is going to go out of bounds at around the 43-yard line of the Indians. So short field coming up for the Thunder offense. Good field position. Their first possession, of course, started at the 13-yard line thanks to the 47-yard interception return from Carter Rodinghouse. Picked it off at the 45, ran down to the 13-yard line. Cooper Hike, 2 plays, 2 carries. And getting the touchdown, 5-yard carry on the first play, 8-yard carry on the second one. 9:10 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Nemaha Central. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. What time to update your vehicle? How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. First play on the second drive, keeper on the fake handoff, got a hole up the middle, 30, and tripped up and just shy of the 25-yard line, down at the 26 for a gain of 17. Carter Hikes surpassing the 1,700-yard mark on the season. Coming into today, Carter trying to possibly surpass his brother last year. He had 2,094 yards and 400 yards exactly shy So it was 8 touchdowns. Here's a keeper, right side, 25, big hole, 20, 15, and down inside the 15, near the 13, and that was where they started the last drive. It'll be a gain of 14, on the 14-yard carry from Carter Hike. 4 carries for 44 yards. Inside 8.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Yeah, Cooper Hike, 42 touchdowns, a senior year, 2,094 yards. Carter Hike, his sophomore season, 34 rushing touchdowns, and with the 44 yards today, he has 1,738 yards on the season. So 1738, shout Fetty Wap. Here's a run up the middle, gets hit at the 10, and he will be taken down there. They'll say four progress in the 9, so a gain of 5. They're tied for the shortest carry of the game. And once again, thanks to that very strong front from New Hall Central, as we take a look at the starters, Reese Garrity, Abram Kime, Seth Meyer, Holden Bass, and Abe Hilbert on that offensive line. 4 wide receiver set with Sam Nordis, Caleb Strothman, Carter Rottinghouse, and Aiden Brockstrom. Cooper Kramer is listed as the tailback, and he is going to be to Hike's left, as he, of course, is your running back for New Mall Central. This will be a pitch to Kramer, left side, and he's got the first down, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Cooper Kramer! His third rushing touchdown of the year on just his 23rd carry, and it is 13-0 New Mall Central on a 9-yard scamper. Love to see that for Cooper Kramer, the senior. This team has a heavy dosage of seniors. Kramer, Rottinghouse, Brockstrommen, and then 3 offensive linemen, Meyer, Bass, and Hilbert. All seniors. Teresi going for the PAT on its way, and that one is good as well. Left middle for Teresi, and it is 14-0 Meemaw Central. Let's take a break. Come back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Back here in Seneca, 14-0 Nemaha Central. It's returned at the 13-yard line and hit at the 25 and taken down at the 26-yard line is Kason Parsons, or beg your pardon, Cooper Parsons. Well, this is a great start for Nemaha Central, a team that has had a little bit of an issue with getting off to a fast start. And last week, it was a close game for most of the first half, and they were able to pull away in the second half. You'll love to see this for Nemaha Central getting off to a quick start. Bodes well for them with a possible meeting with Sabetha next round in the sub-state. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but that kind of being the writing on the wall. Nemaha Central feeling very confident in themselves coming into this game, and deservedly so. And as for Sabetha, Humboldt, not too much of a test for the Blue Jays this week either. 7:14 to go, first quarter, 14-0 Nemaha Central. Third drive of the game for the Osage City Indians, and he'll be taken down by Abe Hilbert. Will be Cooper Parsons on his first carry of the game. Reese Garrity also getting in on the fun. That was a gain of just 1 for the senior. Cooper Parsons, just 5'6", 175. His brother, Kason, got the tall jeans in the family. He's 5'11". He's 168, though. Still trying to come into his own body. Goes in motion. Here's a lateral pass, and they're not going to do a double pass. It kind of looked like it was kind of the design on that play. But that will go for possibly a loss. It looks like forward progress got him back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be third down and 9. After that, what should go down is a 0-yard run, because it looked like, to me, it was a lateral. Maybe they will make that a pass, and I'm not the official scorekeeper, but either way, it's third and 9, 6:10 to go, first quarter. Trying to get their first down of the game. So undoubtedly be a pass here for Cason Parsons. Fake the handoff to his brother. Under pressure, he is hit by Holden Bass. He gets out of it, though. Rolls to his left. He's a downfield man wide open and is caught. 35, 30. And there goes his man at the 25 and taken down there. Tate Smith down there making the catch. And it is a big-time splash play for the Indians. They're going to hurry up here and do a handoff. Going to the right side is Dylan Teal, the second carry of the game, and they'll pick up a few. That started. They're going hurry up here. That was a gain of 4. 5.5 to go first quarter, trying to ride that momentum here. Now they will, after one clap from their quarterback, look over to the sideline to get a play call. Empty backfield for Cason Parsons. Quick throw near side. That ball's going to be caught at the 18-yard line and fighting to get to the 15. He's not going to get there, though. He's tackled by 3 different Thunder defenders. That was Quentin Stark with that catch. That one goes for about 4 yards. His first reception of the game. Second target. His first target was that Carter Rottinghouse interception. And they're going to give him the first down marker, so that was a gain of 5 to move the chains. Here's a handoff up the middle. Cooper Parsons, the senior, following his legs forward and driving, and he's got a solid gain as the Osage City Indians are cooking with some grease here at the solid gain of about 3, maybe 4. They'll give him 4. The 2nd and 6, they're now in the red zone at the 12-yard line of Nemaha Central. Empty backfield once again. Quick throw to his brother. He's got it. And trying to get to the 10. He does so. Makes man miss. Driving his legs. Trying to get to the 5 near the first down marker. And a solid play for the Indians. Depending on the spot here. They'll give him the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal from the 5. And once again, quickly going to work. Cooper Parsons will stay next to his brother. 3:56 to go, first quarter. Sophomore quarterback waiting for the snap from his center, Logan Fager. What a year he's had. Quick throw, slant, the end zone, it's dropped. A little bit behind his target, Teal. That was a good play design. He was open, but just barely missed his mark. And that'll be second and goal from the 5-yard line. Clock stops with 3:45 to go. Same formation from the far side hash. And off, and Cooper Parsons looking to throw. He now pulls it down, makes it make a miss, driving his legs forward. He is just shy, though. Looks like it's going to be 3rd and goal at maybe the 1. Looked like he was going to be a handoff and then a pass. And we'll see. The scoreboard says a 3-yard line. It is looks to me like it's only at like the 1 or the 2, but scoreboard says the 3-yard line, so I guess it was only a gain of 2 for Cooper Parsons. 3:07 and counting left to go, first quarter. Indians trying to get on the board. And this is to make it 3rd down, actually 3rd and goal from the 3. Driving his legs into the quarterback run up the middle, and is he in? He is in for the touchdown. Big time response by Osage City, and that is actually Cooper Parsons with the carry. And it is 14-6. A much-needed drive from Osage City, clock stopping with 2:56. 7 to go in the first quarter. PAT will be tried by Josiah Smith. Having a pretty solid season as the field goal kicker for Osage City. On PATs, 20 of 25, and out of the one field goal he tried, he made it. This isn't a great snap. It was a little low, but a good hold. The PAT is good. So it's 14-7. Nemaha Central's defense allows a big play and a touchdown to get it back to a one-score game with 2:57 left to go in the first quarter. A step aside for just 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HeinenTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project, is a true value.
KMZA.
So by the way, that was a 66-yard pass play from Kaysen Parsons to Tate Smith, a guy that has not really gotten that much work this season for Osage City, but comes up with a big splash play to give this Osage City team some life, and they capitalize with a 3-yard rushing touchdown from Cooper Parsons. Make it 14-7 on third and goal. Here's the kickoff. This will be return. First return of the day for Nemaha Central from the 25 to the 40. It's hit at the 44-yard line, taken down there. Nice solid return for Nemaha Central's Kanan Sudbeck, sophomore on special teams for this Thunder offense. For the Thunder team, now the offense will come back out onto the field. They are 2 for 2 on touchdowns. They have just 6 plays from scrimmage so far. 5 of those have been runs from Carter Hike. One of those was a Cooper Kramer rushing touchdown. That finished off the last drive. This is a Carter Hike run, left side. Gets the 50, gets the first down, 45-40, 35-30 down the far sideline, 25-20. One man to beat, he does, and he is gone! One play, 55 yards, and it is 20-7. Nemaha Central says, you got a splash play? We got a splash play. That is, he's already over 100 yards. That's 6 carries for 104 yards. For Carter Hike, and he is exhausted as he comes over to the sideline as the PAT we put on by Teresi once again. On its way, and this one got under it a little bit and popped it up. It is short. It is no good. And that will keep it 20-7. So the door is open for Osage City. They just got to keep up with this high-flying Nemaha Central ground-and-pound game. Set aside for 60 seconds. Again, our score 20-7, Nemaha Central, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is American Diabetes Month, and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. .1 FM, KMZA.
Another solid return for Osage City. They get across the 35 to the 36-yard line, and that is where the Indians will take over on their fourth possession of the game already. First one was a interception that was returned for 47 yards by Carter Rottinghouse, followed by a punt, and then a touchdown on their last drive. And now they will try to get back to go within a score. It is 20-7, a 55-yard rushing touchdown by Carter Hike, a one-play drive for the Thunder. Back at it is Kaysen Parsons. And a flag comes in from the far side judge, and it'll be an offside penalty against Holden Bass. And Sam Nordis, a big slap on the face mask to his senior captain on the defense. Now, come on, man. Get your act together. And what a year Holden Bass has had again. 18 tackles for loss for Holden Bass. Just unbelievable. Has multiple offers, including one from K-State. 2:33 left to go first quarter. And now he got movement, and I think it's going to go against Osage City, and it will be. So penalties going tit for tat. And that gets it back to first and 10. Again, starting from the 35-yard line, so they made the forward progress at the 35, not the 36. But either way, solid field position. And again, the last drive, it was a 66-yard reception from Tate Smith, a 5'10", 147-pound sophomore. And here's a quick throw far side. That ball is going to be caught by Dylan Teal, and a 5-yard reception, make it a 8-yard reception, and a flag comes in, and I think that's going to be a holding against the Indians. It's going to bring this one back. And it will be. So bring it back. And the penalties will continue. So we've had the ball snapped three times, but zero plays. Oh, wow, here's a shocker. How about Humboldt leading Sabetha 6-0? 9 minutes left in the second quarter. I think the Blue Jays will warm up eventually, though. BMOS Central creamed the Cubs last year on the road in the sectional round of the playoffs. The throw near side, the ball is incomplete, looking for Teal once again. And that will make it second and 20 after the holding penalty on first down. Fox stops with 2:20 left to go here in the first quarter. Also, Jefferson County North making a statement against Opie, 14-0 after one quarter. And also, Holton leading Frontenac 6-0 after the first quarter. Those two teams have some history in the playoffs. Second and 20, under pressure, gets a nice block, though, and he's going to have to throw this away. Abe Hilbert was there, applying the pressure. And after that incompletion, it's third and 20. Last time the Thunder nearly got home, it was that big play to Tate Smith. Holden Bass was unable to sack the elusive Kaysen Parsons. Now 2:15 to go in the quarter. They're going to need another one of those big splash plays here to keep this drive alive and avoid a three and out. Era penalties have stymied this drive for the Indians. This will just be a handoff right side, breaking one tackle. That's not going anywhere, though. Gain of about six. And that is where the drive will come to a close as they throw the white flag. And I don't know how many times you can do that against Nemaw Central and be able to stay in the game. That's a gain of six for Cooper Parsons. He has six carries for 16 yards and a touchdown. Kaysen Parsons, the quarterback, he's 4 of 6 with 81 yards, but he doesn't have the interception. So here is the punt away from Kaysen Parsons, return at midfield. It's a little bit of a slippage. Brant makes a man miss, going to the near side, 40, 35, and hit out of bounds there. Nice return by Carter Rottinghouse. And once again, great field position for the Thunder. They are 3 for 3 on touchdown drives here this evening. Third stop of the day from the Nemaha Central Thunder defense. 1:34 still left to go in this slow-moving first quarter that has seen a lot of big plays, a lot of passes from Osage City, so it's kind of slowed this game down a little bit. Here we go with Nemaha Central's fourth possession of the game from the near side hash. Quarterback run. Height goes to the far side, gets a block from Bass, and he is flung down. Nice play. by Ryan Farwell. Backup defensive back, 5'10", 134 is all he is. 17 tackles on the year, make it 18. And that is no gain for Carter Hike. And that will make it 2nd and 10. That was a run to the far side, so now we'll work from that hash. Cooper Kramer is in the backfield. 3 receivers set all to the near side. Here's a pitch to Kramer. Right side gets a 35 and taken down to the 31, so gain of 3. Here's 2nd carry of the game. I have at least one more play before the end of the first quarter. There is 43 seconds and counting remaining in this first period with Nemaha Central leading 20-7. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Taking their time here before this play. Now 25 seconds left. Again, they do have to run one more play here. 2 receivers to the near side, 2 to the far, empty backfield. And quarterback design run up the middle, gets the 25, and looks like he's got a 1st down and more as he gets hit and keeps going all the way to the 21-yard line as the clock stops with 12 seconds left to go. Move the chains. That's a gain of 10. And now they will resume the clock, and that will be the end of quarter number 1. So a fantastic start to the game for Nemaha Central. Osage City trying to hang with the number 1 team in the state and get to sub-state. Let's take a break for 60 seconds and flip the field here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Kansaland Radio.
Great start for Carter Hike and Nemaha Central. He has 8 carries for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns. Has a chance to add to that right here. To start quarter number 2 with a 20-7 lead for Nemaha Central. From the far side hash, from the Osage City 21-yard line, looking to throw for the first time. Throws over the middle, got a man there, it is cut at the 5, and into the end zone, touchdown, Carter Rottinghouse. What a day he's having, had the interception earlier, and the first play of the second quarter is a 21-yard score. That is Rottinghouse's 2nd receiving touchdown on the season, and his 12th reception as well as for Carter Hike. That is his 10th passing touchdown of the season. And they just keep pouring on the offense. Mentioned before the game that they had their, to start the playoffs, they had their 4th best scoring effort against Pleasant Ridge, 48 points. And last week they had their 3rd best against Riley County, putting up 55 points. And with 11:54 left to go in the second quarter, it's 26-7. And they will go for 2 to try to make it 28-7 after the missed PAT by Teresi last time. They're going to throw across his body, and that's going to be intercepted. They have a chance to return this. Oh, wait, no, I guess they don't. And they will go ahead and wave the play dead. It is no good. So 26-7 is our score. So let's go ahead and keep it right here. Once again, take a look at our scores around the area. I said them not too long ago, but go through them again. Humboldt is leading Sabetha. Last update, we have 9 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Again, 6-0, Humboldt leading Sabetha at Sabetha. With, of course, the winner, Nemaha Central and Osage City, playing as the winner of that game in the sub-state round. You also have a Class 1A, Jefferson County North, after the first quarter, 14-0, lead for the Chargers over Opie, and just got this one. Tonganoxie up 14-13 in Class 4A at the end of the first quarter. What a high-scoring battle that is. And also Holton leading Frontenac 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. We'll keep an eye out on some of the other games around our area. As we have the kickoff going on right now for, here we go, Frankfurt leading Hanover 14-6 in the 8-man D2 playoffs. And Axtell looks like they are going to win against Osborne. They're up 54-6 with a 1:13 left. They'll be yet another mercy rule victory for head coach Eric Detweiler and company. Brendan Schmelzley, what a season he's having. And it will be Axtell versus the winner of Frankfurt and Hanover. Here's the return, far side. And again, special teams not very good for Nemaw Central, making men miss, gets all the way up to the 40-yard line. Been kind of the theme today for the return unit for the Indians. And more good field position, but they haven't really been able to capitalize on that field position. They have the one touchdown, of course, but a couple of three and outs and an interception. So the touchdown, kind of the outlier. Again, that was thanks to a big splash play, 66-yard reception from Tate Smith, a sophomore. Now Kaysen Parsons with his brother Cooper to his right. 11:48 to go, second quarter, 26-7 Nemaw Central. Bobbling the snap, ump fake, throw far side and complete, short of his target. That's Dylan Teal once again. And the clock will stop after that play kills just 3 seconds. Again, good field position starting from the 40-yard line. Looking to throw, far side, bubble screen, the ball's going to be caught, 5-yard, 10-yard gain, and pushed out of bounds near midfield. I think he did get midfield. That is Dylan Teal. He's been pretty busy so far. Gain of 10, and that will move the chains. That's Kaysen Parsons is 5-for-7, having a pretty solid day statistically, but got some work to do. From the far side hash, empty backfield for Kaysen Parsons. Claps his hands, throws near side, that was going to be batted down the line of scrimmage. Holden Bass with his second pass deflection of the season. That defensive front hasn't been able to really get home just yet. Have a couple pressures forcing Parsons outside the pocket, but he's done a good job of evading the Thunder front. And got to give credit to the offensive line for Osage City for keeping them at bay. Take hand off, throw far side, caught by Teal. That'll be a 5-yard gain, make it 10 as he gets out of bounds. Makes him a miss all the way across the 35 and down to the 34-yard line for a 16-yard gain. Another solid gainer. And I'll give him a 14-yard gain for Dylan Teal. Looking to throw far side once again. Under pressure, behind him is Hilbert, throws downfield, and that's going to be too strong intended for Dylan Teal once again. Actually, correction, that was Quentin Stark on the last play, by the way. So that will make it 2nd and 10 as the clock stops with 11:07 to go. Indians have solid field position at the Thunder 36-yard line. And we have a penalty here, it looks like. Roughing the passer against Holden Bass on Abe Hilbert, and that's going to be a 15-yard penalty and get them just a yard shy of the red zone. Nemaw Central's second penalty of the game. So they get the ball at the 21-yard line now after that roughing the passer by Holden Bass. And now we have a false start, both guys on the right side of the line moving. Noah Martinez and Levi Punches, the 5'5", 192-pound sophomore, both moving. Martinez playing right tackle. He's listed at right tackle, but flipping the field. Tell you what, when you have those big fellas that are breathing down your neck from Nemaw Central, it's hard not to try to get a little bit of an advantage. To back him up 5 yards, make it 1st and 15 from the 26. 4th penalty of the game for Osage City for 35 penalty yards. Quick throw far side, caught by Stark, gets hit and taken down near the original line of scrimmage. Nice pass attempts of the half already with 10:55 and counting left to go. They will say that is going to be exactly 5 yards for Quentin Stark, his third catch of the day for 24 yards. Jumbled up, set far side of the field, throw to the near side, and it's going to be caught at the 15 and taken down at the 10. And once again, it's Tate Smith. Good tackle and coverage by Jaden Seitz. That'll move the chains, though, get him to the 10-yard line for a gain of 11. Again, the Indians trying to work quick. Seemed to work the last time that they were in the red zone, working quick, and now a flag comes out from the head official. And with 10:21 left to go, the officials will converge and the teams will head to their benches. And waiting for a call, and they're going to say that it's a timeout. I think they're going to waive off the penalty, I believe. So it'll be a timeout instead. Let's go step aside for 30 seconds. It's 26-7 in favor of Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
26-7, Nemaha Central with the lead, but the Indians are driving. They have the ball at the Nemaha Central 10-yard line, and it's first and goal. Jason Parsons, 8 for 10 with 121 yards. This will be a keeper up the middle, gets a man to miss. He runs over man into the end zone for Cooper Parsons. It was actually Cooper on the direct snap on the Wildcat. And Nemaha Central gives up their second touchdown of this half. So tied for the most points given up this season for Nemaha Central's defense, and it's 26-13. Still a long ways to go for Osage City. They got to keep this up offensively and try to get some sort of a stop against Nemaha Central's offense, which has not come close to happening yet. We go for the PAT here to make it 26-14 if it is converted by Josiah Smith. Made his first one. That one's on the way, and that one is through there, and it is 26-14. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
26-14, Nemaha Central leading Osage City. Here's the kickoff from place kicker Hawk Shot Tees. And back to return this one for Nemaha Central inside the 10-yard line. Getting to the 25 as a flag comes in. And that is Cooper Kramer. Taken down as a 30, but this one's going to come back. Special teams for Nemaha Central has been rough today. Kickoff coverage has not been great. And a missed PAT and a missed two-point conversion for Nemaha Central. However, the offensive line has been by far the most dominant aspect of this ball game from either team. Nemaha Central's really not let Osage City get any sort of momentum on the defensive side of the football. Four drives, four touchdowns. 10:09 left to go in the second quarter. Again, our score 26-14 is your scoring update. Brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. The drive for Osage City went for 60 yards, and this one for Nemaha Central will start from their own 17-yard line. Here's a run up the middle for Carter Hike, and trying to get the first down marker just a little bit short. Solid carry by Carter Hike of 7 yards, making second and three. Mention how great Carter Hike has been so far. He is 1-for-1 with 25 yards and a touchdown. Over the air and on the ground, he is already at 121 rushing yards, 9 carries for 2 rushing touchdowns. Cooper Kramer has the other touchdown of this ball game. Blew out wide to the far side for Nemaha Central is Leighton Thomas, the sophomore. Keeper, right side, Hike, trying to hurdle defenders and bullying his way forward, just like his brother Cooper, across the first down marker for a gain of 4 and moving the chains. It's first down. They'll have it at the 28-yard line. Very different, Carter Hike and Cooper Hike. Obviously, the comparison is being made because of their last names, but Carter is more of a guy that can bounce to the outside. Oh, here's a booted snap. It's going to be picked up by Hike. He's in trouble, looking to throw it now, and he's just going to throw this away. And was he outside the tackle box? And I think they say he will, so no intentional grounding. That's a big break for Carter Hike, who bobbled the snap and went past him, and one bounced right to him, which is also fortunate. 3 Indians were in his face, and he just slung that to the far sideline. It's now 2nd and 10 with 9 minutes left to go as the clock stops here in quarter number 2. A slow-moving period. Aiden Brockstrom in the slot on the near side. Leighton Thomas put a wide to the near side. Caleb Stroffen also in the slot on the near side. He'll be standing on the near side hash as the play goes from the far side hash. Take pitch. Keeper Hike spins to the inside, makes a man miss, gets the first down at the 40-yard line for a gain of 12. Carter Hike has gains of 17, 14, 55, 10, and now 12. Approaching the century and a half mark. And it's not even halftime yet. The 1st and 10 from their own 41-yard line. Rolling to his left, looking to throw. Over the middle, cross his body, and it's short. He short-armed it to Aiden Brockstrom. Didn't look like he had a whole lot of momentum going into that throw. Tried to throw it on the run. And again, at the feet of his senior wide receiver, Aiden Brockstrom, who's having a solid year, has 11 catches for 128 yards and 2 scores. Carter Rottinghouse had his 2nd receiving touchdown of the game. That was a 25-yard connection on the previous drive. Clock stops with 8:28 to go here in the second quarter. And by the way, the football is at the 40, not the 41-yard line, despite what the scoreboard says. Hustling up to the line of scrimmage. Keeper, Hike, left side, gets hit, stays up, goes to the right, juke, and gets across the 45 to the 47-yard line for a gain of 7. And make it 2nd and make it 3rd and 3. And I'm going to say that's a long 2, but really is a closer to a short 3, and then it's going to be a tight formation run up the middle. Hike, he's got the first down across midfield, and taking down the 48-yard line for a gain of 4, and they'll move the chains. Just slowly moving the football up the field with Carter Hike's legs, as he already has 13 carries on the ball game for now 148 yards with 7:47 to go in this second quarter, as they're going with the ground and pound approach that has worked so well for Nemaha Central this season. Carter Hike over the air, 1-for-3 with 25 yards and that touchdown on that completion to Carter Rottinghouse. Daniel Childress will head to the sideline after being on that offensive line, taking a bit of a breather here. What a season he's had on both sides of football as well. Another quarterback design run, and he falls off his own man, Cooper. He had his legs tied up with him and Cooper Kramer. That'll be a loss of two. That backs him up to midfield, so it'll be second down and 12. So a bit of a break for Osage City's defense here. And on top of that, Nemaw Central is going to take their time here on this play coming up. Give Carter Hike a chance to get his breath back. This drive started out at their own 17-yard line, thanks to a holding penalty on the kickoff. So from midfield, 6:35 to go, man in motion, he'll hand it off. It's to Caleb Strothman, gets to midfield, makes a man miss, gets hit to 45 and taken down at the 44-yard line for a gain of six. Caleb Strothman's first touch of the day. And for Strothman, that's his 16th carry. He also leads the team in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. They've really utilized him well late in the season, kind of seen what he can do with the ball in the open field. Here comes a 3rd and 6. Takes a snap, rolls to his right. Hike looking to throw. Under pressure, throws on the run. That's going to be caught, but short of the 6 and taken down for no gain. Caleb Strothman with the catch, but a fantastic tackle from Osage City's own Ryan Farwell. And that makes it 4th down and 5, and actually they'll say it's a gain of 1, but for the first time today, Nemaha Central is not going to get a touchdown on an offensive possession. They will fake the punt, and a keeper to the right side, and I don't think he got it. I think he's short, and he is. Direct snap to Carter Hike. He runs for 4 yards, and he is short. And all of a sudden, Osage City with a huge boost of momentum with 5:09 left to go in the second quarter. So a fake punt fails for Nemaha Central, and they'll take over at their own 39-yard line. So still 26-14. Osage City, chance to get within a score if they can drive the ball down the field 61 yards. They've scored a touchdown in 2 of their last 3 drives. Throw over the middle, that's going to be caught at the 45. And taken down at the 49-yard line is Dylan Teal. His second catch of the day. That's a gain of 9. Again, they are liking to operate quickly. What a game we have here in Seneca. And a whistle. And a timeout is going to be called by Nemaha Central. So buckle up, folks. We're going to have a close one here in Seneca. 26-14, Nemaha Central leads, but the Indians have the ball near midfield. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We had a play run during the break as it was deflected down by Ed Hilbert, but there's a flag on the play and a 2nd and 1 for Osage City from their own 48-yard line. Nemaha Central with a 26-14 lead, 4:45 left to go here in quarter number 2. After Osage City got the ball back, after stopping Nemoth Central on a fake punt. It was a direct snap to Carter Hike, who was an up man. And on a 4th and 5, he only got 4 yards. And we'll see what this flag is. And looks like it's against Osage City. It's going to be 5-yard penalty is what it will be. An illegal procedure, I believe, if I read his lips correctly. That is the 5th penalty already against the Indians for 40 yards. You can't have that in a game that you're trying to come from behind from 2 scores, especially with all the momentum right now. But it was a great timeout used by head coach Michael Glasick. Double pass, Teal, far side, caught. Gets to the near the first down marker, maybe a couple yards short. See where they spot him at the 48-yard line. So they do get back to the last spot. Gain of 5. Teal with his 3rd reception, tied for a team high. The 3rd and 2 from the 48-yard line. Quick to the line of scrimmage. Now they'll fake the snap and look over the sideline for the play call. On the far side hash with 4:12 and counting to go in the 2nd quarter. Osage City trying to get back within 1 score before the break. Jason Parsons, the sophomore quarterback, takes a snap. Quick throw, far side. It's going to be caught. He got the first down. Far side and taken down at the 47-yard line. I believe that was Cooper Stokes, I want to say, on that catch. And correction, that is actually Tyson Gregg on the catch. That's a gain of 5, and they'll move the chains. Again, working quickly. Looking to throw, going for a deep ball. Far side, got a man. It is on the throw, but it is caught by Gregg at the 10-yard line. Make it the 11, but it's a 36-yard pitch and catch from Kaysen Parsons to Tyson Gregg. Back-to-back catches for the 5'11", 163-pound junior, and the Indians are looking real good for a chance to possibly make it a 1-score game. Stoppage of play. The clock is rolling with 3:28 left to go. We'll go from the far side hash. Now looks like we're ready to go. Pretty tight formation, all things considered. And Cooper Parsons will go ahead and take the snap. Tate Smith goes in motion. Keeper, Parsons, right side, gets through a hole into the secondary, the 5-yard line, driving his legs and taken down near the 1. Close to the first down marker. They're going to say he's down to 2, so a gain of 9 for Cooper Parsons. Senior running back has 8 carries for 35 yards. And a 2nd and short coming up from the 2. 2:45 left to go in this exciting first half here in Seneca. Again, Cooper Parsons will take the snap. And whistle. And timeout called by Osage City. Looked like a bad snap by Logan Fager, the senior, so kind of maybe a little bit of a break there for the Indians. What a fun matchup so far with 2:34 left to go in this first half as we have a timeout called by the Indians. We will keep it here, though, on this 2nd and goal from the 2-yard line. Seeing if we have any updates on the scores. Looks like we have Holton 14, Frontenac 7 at the half. So good news for Big 7 football fans trying to defeat a team in Frontenac that is played Holton in the playoffs in the past. A couple years ago, they faced off in the playoffs with the Wildcats winning that matchup. Trying to find some other scores here for you on X. Here we go. Sabetha now leads Humboldt at halftime, 14-12. So I knew it was only a matter of time before the Blue Jays would get their offense going. See if you can find anything else before we get this thing going here once again. Benson Lodge leading Valley Heights, 41-22, going into the 3rd quarter. All right, here we go. Back in this one, 2nd and goal. Actually, beg your pardon, 2nd and 1 from the 2-yard line for the Indians. Parsons direct snap. Once again, left side, turn of Flowers way forward. He's taken down by a couple of Thunder players. That is going to be Abram Keim, their leading tackler. And he's also turned away by Carter Sudbeck as well. So a pair of experienced linebackers, and they'll actually, well, they are not going to give them the first down. They'll say no gain. So it's 3rd and 1. Jason Parsons back in the game to take the snap. His brother just to his right, Cooper Parsons. Man goes in motion. That's Teal. He'll come back to the near side. Take the handoff, looking to throw. Lobbing it up, and then it's going to be broken up. What a fantastic play by Aiden Brockstrom. He leads the team and passes deflected. That is his 8th on the year, and the senior makes it 4th and goal. What a fantastic play. And that is just the 3rd incompletion of the game for Cason Parsons. He is 12 for 15 for 176 yards. I tell you what, if that pass had some zip on it, that would have been 6. He kind of lobbed it up, and that gave Brockstrom some time to come over. And here we go. They are going to go for this. Not going to kick the field goal. 4th and goal from the 2. Big play. Here's a snap. Cooper Parsons is going to throw far side. Got him in, and he's going to be caught for the touchdown. And the Indians are within a score. It's Dylan Teal. Cooper Parsons on the trickery. Cason Parsons was in the game, but they snapped it to Cooper. It was a snap that was to his right. He made the throw into the end zone for the touchdown. And it is 26-20. Dylan Teal with his 4th reception of the game and his 3rd touchdown as they'll kick the PAT to try to make this a 5-point ball game. Long time here waiting for the snap, and they're going to fake it. Try to get back within a field goal. Here's a throw into the end zone. That's going to be intercepted. It's no good. So it's 26-20 with a 1:38 left to go here in quarter number 2. What a fun one we have here for Nemaha Central being tested for the first real time this season. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require. From simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed, Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately? KMZA.
A 1:38 left to go here in quarter number 2. A fake field goal. Fake punt. That was no good for Nemaha Central. Taken all the way down for a touchdown. A 61-yard drive capped off by a Cooper Parsons throw to Dylan Teal. It is 26-20. And this return is going to be not taken. It's going to roll into the end zone. That'll be a touchback. So they will get it at the 20-yard line. And boy, what a first half this has been. It was Nemaha Central getting out to a quick 14-0 lead with just 7:20 left to go in the first quarter. But then Osage City got a big splash play from Cason Parsons to Tate Smith of 66 yards to set them up in the red zone. They scored there. Nemaha Central responded with a couple touchdowns of their own to make it 26-7, but then 2 consecutive touchdowns, and all of a sudden, we got ourselves a ball game. And like I said before the break, first time Nemaha Central has really been tested this year. There's a lot of football left to be played, though. Here's an empty set. Is Nemaha Central hoping to score before the break? Dump off pass. Near side, that's going to be caught, 25, and falling ahead is Caleb Strothman. That is Nemaha Central's 5th pass attempt of the game, and that one goes for 7 yards. Strothman with his 2nd completion of the game. They're looking to go hurry up here. Clock is ticking with 1:15 now left to go. This will be a quarterback design run. Gets hit, breaks a tackle, gets the first down up the middle, 40, and gets hit at the 40, drives it like forward all the way to the 42-yard line. 15-yard gain for Carter Hike. And it's his 16th carry for 165 yards and 2 touchdowns. 104 and counting as the clock is ticking, as the chains move. So from their own 42, quick throw near side once again to Strothman, gets the 50 first down to to the opposing 45-yard line and taken down there. 44-yard line, gain of 14. So before this drive, just two completions. They have two quickly here on this drive. So from the 44-yard line, 43 seconds left. And ticking. So the clock continues to wind down as Stroffman stayed in bounds going to the near side. Three receivers to the far side. Kramer in the backfield. Rolling to his right. Hike looking to throw. Throws underneath. That's going to be caught once again by Stroffman. Stays in bounds and taken down. Fantastic tackle by Ryan Farwell. And a timeout is going to be called. 27.8 seconds left. That was a fantastic tackle by the backup defensive back, the junior. He has been all over the place as that completion goes for just 4 yards. The third reception of the drive for Caleb Stroffman. Clock stopping with, again, 27.8 seconds on the 40-yard line from the far side hash against 26-20 in favor of the Thunder. Trying to get one more score before the end of the half. Have a chance to make this a two-score game if they can get a field goal or score that touchdown. Again, Carter Hike has been working wonders with his legs. He has 6 carries of 10 yards or more, including a 55-yard touchdown. And that one was the one that put him up 20-7. And again, it was 26-7 before Cooper Parsons had a 10-yard rushing touchdown off of a nice long 60-yard drive. And then, of course, the fake punt goes awry for Nemaha Central, giving them the ball at their own, their own 31-yard line. They go 39-yard line, so they went 61 yards down the field. And Cooper Parsons with a passing touchdown. All right, so it is 2nd down and 6. From the far side hash, empty backfield for Hike. Man goes in motion, and that's Leighton Thomas. Big it to him. Rolling to his left on a bootleg, throw over the middle. That is going to be intercepted at the 28-yard line. And that is Austin Lamb with 20 seconds left to go. And Osage City gets the ball back. They're going to have to go a long ways if they want to score as they get in their own 27-yard line. But, man, what a first half this has been. And that is just the 4th interception that Carter Hike has thrown this season. And they're just going to take a knee, and they'll be satisfied with a 6-point deficit going into the break. What a first half it has been. It is Nemaha Central 26, Osage City 20. We're going to take a break, and we'll have our halftime report coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu.
Farmers, preseason discounts, truckload discounts, and flexible financing options all add up to a great year-end discount for you. Now is an exciting time for you to take advantage of those discounts. Just like the Nemaha Central football team, a balanced team produces success. Your balanced crops turn into healthy crops. And with a successful team, the Thunder can produce another state championship. For your field, a healthy crop will produce optimum yields. Ensure your field is producing like the Thunder do on the field. Give your crops a great start with SureCrop by calling 800-635-4700. Today.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at home.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Halftime here in Seneca, 26-20. Emaha Central leading Osage City, but what a fun first half of football it has been. It started off with Emaha Central getting out to a very quick start, which I mentioned earlier, something that they don't do very often in terms of how fast they got out here this evening. They got out to a 14-0 lead with 7:20 left to go. It all started on the first play from scrimmage for Osage City when sophomore quarterback Kaysen Parsons threw an interception to Carter Roddinghouse, and he took it from their own 45-yard line all the way down to the Osage City 13-yard line, and just two plays later, Carter Hike was in the end zone for his first touchdown of the ball game with 11:02 to go in the first quarter. Then after forcing a three-and-out for Osage City's offense, Emaha Central, again, scampered down the field after a not a very good punt from Osage City, started at the Osage City 45-yard line, and then it was a four-play, 45-yard drive that was capped off by a Cooper Kramer 9-yard rushing touchdown for his third rushing touchdown of the season to make it 14-0. And then it was Cooper Parsons getting on the board for Osage City thanks to a 66-yard hookup from Kaysen Parsons to Tate Smith to get them from their own 28-yard line all the way down to the Emaha Central 26-yard line. And they were in business for the first time to make it 14-7. But Emaha Central would respond right back with a one-play, 55-yard rushing touchdown from Carter Hike to make it 20-7 as the PAT was short and no good. And then they forced another three-and-out. So Emaha Central's offense, defense, starting to get into a groove, kind of felt like that this one might get out of hand early. And it continued to feel like that after Emaha Central went right back down the field and got a 25-yard passing touchdown from Carter Ike to Carter Roddinghouse. And the PAT was no good to make it 26-7, but the Indians would persevere. Their next drive would start at their own 40 as Emaha Central's kickoff coverage had been kind of lacking. As a result, good field position, and they were able to capitalize as Cooper Parsons had a 10-yard rushing touchdown, his second of the ball game, to make it 26-14. Trying to make things interesting here. But then the next drive, Emaha Central, they were able to scamper their way down into Osage City territory, but their drive kind of came to a halt after a penalty that ended up backing them up 5 yards. They went for it for a fake punt on a 4th-and-5 from their own 44-yard line, and they were stopped short, giving them the ball back in good field position. And as a result, they were able to make it pay off thanks to a 4th-and-goal 2-yard passing touchdown from Cooper Parsons to Dylan Teal into the end zone. That was a 2-yard hookup after a 61-yard drive as their fake PAT was no good. They tried to cut it to a field goal. Actually, it would be a field goal. It would be a 4-point, but 4-point game, but either way. And that made it 26-20. And then Emaha Central, they were able to try to get some quick yards down the field, a couple of nice receptions by Caleb Stroppen, including a 14-yarder being the longest, but it was an interception from Austin Lamb. And for Lamb, that was his first interception of the season, and that would give them the ball back with 20 seconds. They would take the knee and send them into the break with a 6-point deficit. That is where we stand. And we'll be back in just a bit. We'll talk some stats and some scores from around the area, as well as some keys to the second half as well. You're listening to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. It's Emaha Central 26, Osage City 20, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. A fun one here in Seneca. Nemaha Central leading Osage City 26-20. Looking at some unofficial first half stats. First for Osage City, Casey Parsons over the air. He's 12 for 15 with 176 passing yards and an interception. The passing touchdown went to Cooper Parsons, which he is 1 for 1 with 2 yards and a touchdown. As for on the ground, Casey Parsons actually doesn't have a carry, despite Casey Parsons actually leading the team in carries going into tonight. It's been all about Cooper Parsons on the ground. He has 9 carries for 35 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. So he has all 3 of their scores here today. Jess Reese also with a 5-yard carry. That was on the opening drive. And Dylan Teal has 2 carries for 10 yards as well. Speaking of Dylan Teal, he has 4 receptions for 26 yards and that receiving touchdown. Quentin Stark has 3 receptions for 24 yards. Tyson Gragg has 3 receptions for 42 yards. Tate Smith has 2 receptions for 77 yards as he leads the team in receiving. Also 1 catch for 7 for Cooper Parsons and 1 catch for 3 for Jess Reese. So how about 6 different pass catchers for the Indians in that first half? As for Nemaha Central, Carter Hike has 16 carries for 165 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. And over the air, he's 5 for 8 with a touchdown and an interception with 51 passing yards. Cooper Kramer has 2 carries for 12 yards and a touchdown. Caleb Strothman has 1 carry for 6 yards. He also has 4 receptions for 26 yards. And Carter Ruddinghouse has 1 reception for 25 yards and a touchdown. Looking at some of the team stats, Nemaha Central is outgaining Osage City, but not by much. 234 to 218 with Nemaha Central out-carrying Osage City. 183 to 40, but Osage City out-passing Nemaha Central by a significant margin to get us close for our first half total. 5 penalties for Osage City for 40 yards, 3 for Nemaha Central for 30 yards. As for yards per carry, 9.6 for Nemaha Central. They are very efficient on the ground, 19 carries for 183. And for Osage City, 12 carries for 40 yards. That's just 3.3 yards per carry. They are trying to not get that Nemaha Central front involved. They're trying to get it out quickly and make their linebackers and their defensive backs make plays, and it has worked to a T. That first drive of the game, they tried to do that, tried to establish that early, but of course the interception. Second drive of the game, they went to the run, and that didn't work. So they went back to the pass, and it has worked flawlessly since then as they trust between Casey Parsons and head coach Andrew Gantenbein has been kind of restored as a result of that. All right, we'll go ahead and step aside once again here on our halftime show. 26-20, our score, Nemaha Central leading Osage City in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Recently, Pete was in the market for a new truck for his business.
I own a landscape company, and I go through probably buy two or three trucks a year.
Pete's from out of state, and he told us that it was important that he know exactly what he was getting.
He was very upright with me and talked to me and then sent me like 30 pictures underneath the truck, everything, to really show me what I was getting. Thought that was very professional.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, check out HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Oh, and how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Electric Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HineandTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Yamaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Yamaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
And we are back here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu is Nemaha Central, leads Osage City 26-20. Take a look at the scores around the area. Tonganoxie is currently leading Atchison in Class 4A, 35-27 at halftime in an absolute shootout. Also, a final score, Axtell is on to the next round. They defeat Osborne 54-6. Also at the half on the other side of that bracket, we have Frankfurt. They are leading Hanover at the half by a score of 20-12. So a close one after the first matchup between those two teams was a blowout in favor of the Wildcats. Looking elsewhere here, Sabetha and Humboldt. Also, we had a score there, trying to find that. 14-12 in favor of the Blue Jays at the break. And that is, of course, on the opposite side of this sub-state in the east. The winner of the game in front of us and the winner of Humboldt Sabetha will meet in Substate next week, which a lot of people were expecting for it to be Nemaha and Sabetha in a rematch, but Osage City, Humboldt saying not so fast, don't count us out just yet. Southeast Kansas coming on strong here tonight, off to a solid start in the first half for both of those games. A game that's not necessarily in our area, but Topeka Hayden laying it on thick against Parsons 42-13. That one in Class 3A, and if Holton wins tonight, they will take on, most likely, Topeka Hayden. And speaking of the Wildcats, Holton currently, see if I had the halftime score, yep, 14-7 in favor of the Wildcats. So our game here is kind of one of the games that's lagging behind a little bit because of so much scoring here. And I also saw a score on the other side here in Class 2A in the West, a fun one between Hoisington and Southeast of Saline, with Hoisington leading 35-28 at the break. Head coach Michael Gladsick says both of those teams are very competitive, and it'll be interesting to see how things go in that contest. By the way, Medicine Lodge, they just had a fumble return for a touchdown against Valley Heights. They lead 48-22 over the Mustangs with 5:39 left to go in the game. And what a year it has been for Cody Trimble's group. And I've mentioned this a few times, but it is the first time in school history that they have won consecutive playoff games in a single postseason. So it's been a fantastic season for the Mustangs. Things not looking great for them, though, down by a significant margin in about halfway through the fourth quarter of that one. And some of the other games going on are across our area that we're keeping an eye out on as well. Let's see here in class 1A, Opie and Jefferson County North. That saw Jefferson County North was up big early. See if I can, I think we had a score for that one at some point earlier in the evening. See if I can pull it up real quick. Last we had was after one quarter, JCN leading Opie 14-0. That is the most recent score we have from that game. And if we get an update from that one, we'll let you know. But on the other side of that one, a big game between St. Mary's and St. Mary's Colgan. Take on the winner of that game. That will be in the sub-state round, class 1A, with really highly contested game on the opposite side of Valley Heights and Medicine Lodge, Marion and Conway Springs. That is a really solid matchup in class 1A as well that we'll keep an eye out on. And on the other side of 8-man D2, on the west side, Mineola trying to stay with Axtell and stay unbeaten. Both teams are 10-0 going into tonight, but of course Axtell with their win is now 11-0, and they'll take on the winner of Axtell and Frankfort. Let's step aside for, no, actually, let's go and keep it here. We're going to get ready for this one to get underway for the second half, so let's go ahead and get to our keys to the second half. First for Nemaha Central, as they'll get the ball first to start off with their offense, and that's just take care of the football and make wise decisions. It really hasn't been anything that Osage City's defense has done necessarily to stop Nemaha Central tonight. It's been a lot of mistakes, some penalties, and of course the failed fake punt as well, so preventing those kind of mistakes and just playing smart football is going to be key for the Nemaha Central offense in the second half. And as for the Osage City defense, they're going to have to try to see if they can clog up that defensive line as good as they can, because it has been difficult for them. It hasn't been an easy time for Osage City's defense to keep themselves within a score, so if they can find some momentum and get a single, if not maybe two stops, take advantage of that and flip the field and score on the offensive side as well. As well, as soon as Osage City gets the football back, we'll have some keys for both teams there. It's the kickoff skips, and it doesn't go into the end zone. It gets at the 1 yard line, so it's going to have to be returned. And they get it. Connor Hyken, there he goes, 25-30, and make one man miss, and he's down the sideline 50. One man to beat, and he is gone. Are you kidding me, Connor Hyken? 99 yards. And I mentioned the struggles from the Thunder special teams early, but making a statement right out of the gate. Again, that was Carter Hike on the return, and it's now 32-20. And apparently that dash from Carter Hike took up just 6 seconds. PAT high for Teresi. Does it have the distance? It just barely sneaks over the crossbar. So it is 33-20. What a start for Nemaha Central. Let's take a break for just 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
KMZA.
Well, a 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for Carter Hike makes it 33-20 on the opening kick to start the second half. So Osage City's offense is going to be the first that comes onto the field. And what a boost of momentum for Nemaha Central after they were up 26-7. They lost all the momentum after a huge fake punt that was failed for Nemaha Central. Since then, the Indians got all of the momentum back to get within a score. But Nemaha Central special teams does it with a kickoff return for a touchdown. See if Osage City can respond with a nice return. He gets the 25 and gets hit and taken down right at the 25-yard line by Carter Sudbeck. Fantastic job by Carter Sudbeck. The senior gets it done on special teams, so now Indians will have to really work for this opening drive after their special teams had a fantastic start to this ball game. So now they're going to have to regenerate their own momentum here, down by two scores once again. Hasten Parsons in the gun from the far side hash. Cooper Parsons to his right, man goes in motion. That's Tate Smith. Leads the team in receiving with 77 yards. Keeper, first carry of the night for Kasen Parsons. He slips and falls forward for a gain of just a couple. So that'll make it second and eight. And I mentioned, that's kind of strange that he didn't have any carries in the first half, because coming into tonight, he had 141 carries, nearly 800 yards on the ground, which are all the leaders on the team, including 11 rushing touchdowns, but they're wanting to really establish the pass. 12 for 15. 176 yards in that first half, no touchdowns and an interception. Matt coming on the first play from scrimmage did that interception. The second and eight, takes the snap once again from the far side hash. Another bubble screen, far side caught, and a flag comes in late, right at the line of scrimmage, after a decent game from Quentin Stark. We'll see if it comes back. I mentioned five penalties in the first half for the Indians. And a legal motion, I believe. Or a legal man downfield, actually, I think is what it is. But that penalty will back up the Indians 5 yards. And it will be... Oh, no, they're actually going to pick up the penalty. They're going to wave it off. So that is going to be incompletion. And that will make it third down and five after a 3-yard completion to Quentin Stark. His fourth reception of the game. Here we go with a big-time third and five empty backfield for Kasen Parsons, the sophomore. Takes a snap. Looking to throw near side over the middle. That's going to be caught. First down, 38-yard line. He'll be taken down there for a gain of eight. Dylan Teal with his first catch of the second half and his fifth of the game. Now move the chains. And again, it's that short passing game that has given Nemaha Central lots of headaches this season. I'm sure a lot of teams will be looking at tape of this ball game to see if how they can score Nemaha Central, because this is by far the most that anybody has been able to score against Thunder this year. Smith goes in motion, hand off to Cooper Parsons. His first carry of the half, and not much doing that time. And a 2 to get to the 40. Cooper Parsons had 9 carries for 35 yards and 2 scores in the first half. Makes it 2nd and 8 with 10:20 to go in this third quarter. 33-20 our score. Nemaha Central with the lead. Here's your score, brought to you by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. And some movement, and Kasen Parsons wanting a offsides on Cooper Kramer, but he was able to get back, and he didn't touch anybody, so not going to get the call. Takes a snap. Quick throw, far side. Teal caught, and barely able to just get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be a gain of 1, actually, so 4 progress gives Dylan Teal a 1-yard gain. It's going to be 3rd and 7. Clock will stop for whatever reason. And actually, we have an injured Thunder player, and oh no, that's Holden Bass. Oh, this is, we really hate to see this. He is, he got up and then he immediately went down to his feet. Maybe, oh, I'm not even gonna speculate, but that's, you just hate to see that. And then he's able to walk off of his own power, which is great to see. But he got up, and then he immediately went down. He's a tough kid, and in for him to substitute is going to be Hendricks Wall, the sophomore. And I guarantee you that's not the last we see of him in this game. Guarantee it. So here we go with a 3rd and 7 after the 1-yard completion to Dylan Teal. There goes the clock on the far side hash. Takes the snap, now looks over to the sideline. Possibly an audible here. Abram Keim, the junior linebacker, picking up on some possible audibles from the Indians. He points it out. Driving back to pass. Far side. Steps up in the pocket, rolling to his right, getting away from pressure. He's going to tuck it, try to run it. Give that to Cooper Kramer. Can't get there. He's taken down just shy of the marker, 1 yard short. Well done by Cooper Kramer to make that tackle. And after a gain of 7, it's going to be 4th and 1. Jason Parsons, just his second carry of the ball game. And we'll see if they decide to go for it here. If they don't, I mean, if they, well, looks like they're going to, they might be punting it here. Jason Parsons is not on the field, but Cooper Parsons is. He is the, well, Jason Parsons is the punter, but he's not on the field. They're going to go for this. Here we go from the near side hash. 4th and a long 1. From the 47-yard line of the Indians. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Parsons rolling to his right, running out of field. He throws it. Deep ball. Near side. And it's going to be caught up against the helmet. It's a jump ball between him and Wachterman. And it is an interception for Aiden Wachterman. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Aiden Wachterman. It was hauled in. It looked like it was a catch from Quentin Stark, but he pinned it against Brockstrom's helmet, and Brockstrom just ripped it out of his hands. Cooper Parsons' second pass attempt of the game. His first one was a touchdown. And they're going to say an unsportsmanlike conduct against Osage City as well after the play. So insult to injury. That is the second turnover of the game, and a huge one on a fourth down. Essentially, though, it is a punt, but to get 15 yards after that as the first penalty of the half against Osage City. And they will get the ball, and Nemaha Central will, at their own 31-yard line after the turnover on downs, or beg your pardon, the interception. And that was just on a 4th and 1. They decide to throw it deep. Keeper, Carter Hike, up the middle, gets hit to the line of scrimmage, and he will be taken down by a herd of Indians. And a gain of 2, and there's a fumble. They say that ball is out. Osage City says they have it, and they do! And a turnover right back to Osage City on the first play from scrimmage. And that is their second turnover of the ball game. A 3-yard gain by Carter Ike, and then a muff, and Osage City takes over, and they get the ball at the Nemaha Central 34-yard line, which essentially negates the fourth down failure. So with 8:09 left to play, new life for the Indians in a wild game here in Seneca. Jason Parsons, throw far side, the ball's going to be caught. Got the first down, far side, 20-yard line, and taken out of bounds. And that is the first catch. Oh, no. We had him before. It is Severn Rummel. That is his first catch of the game. Looking to work quickly here as they get to the 18-yard line and a 15-yard reception. What a turn of events here. 33-20. Osage City hoping to get back to one score deficit. Quick throw. Far side is going to be caught. Gets hit immediately. And a gain of just a few from Quentin Stark after his fifth catch of the day. And just going for those quick little bubble screens. And now another injured Nemaha Central defender. I'll say that was a gain of just 1 on that play. Try to identify the injured Thunder player. And that is Carter Sudbeck. Which, by the way, Holden Bass is back in the ballgame for Nemaha Central. And Sudbeck pops back up to his feet. Being checked up on by his coaching staff, who have to go the length of the field to check up on their senior linebacker, and what a day he's had. Had that great play on special teams to start. For those just joining us, Osage City trailing by just 6 at half, but they trailed 26-7 at one point midway through the second quarter. But right out of the half, Carter Hike had a 99-yard return for a touchdown, as now Carter Sudbeck usually walks over to the Nemaha Central sideline and gets a round of applause from his home crowd here and from the away crowd as well. It was a kick. The kickoff went over his head on a weird bounce, so it forced the ball up because it didn't go in the end zone. Stopped at the one. He picked it up, made a couple men miss, and went down the far sideline for a touchdown. So the Indians trying to respond with 7:28 to go here in the third quarter. They have the ball at the Nemaha Central 16-yard line. It's 2nd and 8. Looking to throw is Parsons. Steps up in the pocket, and now he'll try to tuck it and run it, and he's not going to get hardly anything there. His third carry of the game. Like he maybe got a yard on that play. Make it 3rd and 7. And they'll say he didn't even get that. So they'll say it's no gain. So 3rd down and 8. 7:21 to go as he ran out of bounds. See if they do just a quick pass to try to get it 4th and manageable to possibly go for it. And here we go. 3rd and 8 from the Nemaha Central 16-yard line. Takes a snap. Parsons looking deep over the middle. Now has to scramble. He tucks it. He's got some room to run. He has the 10-yard line. He got the first down across the 5 and all the way down to the 2 for a gain of 14 for Cason Parsons. Again, no carries in the first half for the sophomore quarterback. He has 4, including a big scramble on the last drive and a big one there that gets him down to the 3, so a gain of 13 yards. And it's 1st and goal. Parsons brothers in the backfield, Cooper to Cason's left. Cason, quick throw, far side, a fade to the end zone, and that is going to be incomplete. Put a flag on the play, and that will be a pass interference. It is incomplete. The two Indians tried to get the call, but they do not get it. Trying to identify the defender on that play who committed the pass interference for Nemaha Central. His jersey is kind of tucked up, so his numbers are kind of crunched together. So it's hard to tell. And it is going to be Jack Mackey, the sophomore. So that will be a pass interference. It'll be half the distance to the goal, so just a penalty of 1 yard. That'll get them down to the 1 yard line. It'll be an automatic first down. Oh, no, they're going to say that there's a penalty on Osage City as well. Oh, I guess they said that pass interference was on Osage City, so scratch that and reverse it. And they're going to go back all the way up to the 11-yard line. So a huge break for Nemaha Central. That is their 7th penalty of the game, and that penalty backs them up 15 yards to the 17-yard line. So it's 1st and goal from the 17. Now the Indians have some work to do from the near side hash. Again, they go with the Parsons brothers in the backfield. Looking to throw far side, pump fake. Throwing for the fake, got a man there. And that's going to be overthrown. Looking for his man, that was Tyson Gregg. That was the intended target. He had him. But it's incomplete. Hooked up with Gregg in the first half for a 36-yard completion. They get the stop, and it's 2nd and goal, again, from the 17-yard line. 6:39 to go in this exciting third quarter. 33-20 Nemaha Central. Two receivers in the air, two to the far. Again, Cooper in the backfield with Cason. Cason, the sophomore quarterback, takes the snap. And immediately going to dump it off as he had 4 men on him. Cooper with the screen pass, and he has room to run to the far side, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Osage City. Beautiful play design executed to perfection. They had 0 players blocking the defensive line, and they're able to dump it off to Cooper Parsons. He runs it in for the 17-yard score. That is the 3rd touchdown of the ball game for Cooper Parsons. First touchdown of the game for Cason Parsons. It is 33-26. They'll go ahead and kick the PAT here. That was a bit high, but the kick is on its way and through there. 33-27. battle here in the sectional round of the playoffs, Class 2A, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
6:31 to go here in the third quarter. 33-27 Nemaha Central. And the defending champions are being tested here at home. Kaysen Parsons connecting with Cooper Parsons on a 17-yard screen pass on second and goal for the score. There's the kickoff, and it's a boomer, and it goes into the end zone. That'll be a touchback. Second touchback of the game. Last time, Nemaha Central kicked one off, and Carter Hike returned it for a 99-yard score. That was the opening play of the third quarter. So Nemaha Central's offense will get their first look of the half with 6:31 to go. Well, I guess it's technically their second look because on the first play, their first drive, Carter Hike fumbled it right back to Osage City, and that was one play after Nemaha Central had an interception from Aiden Brockstrom. Action-packed game here in Seneca. So first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Keeper for Hike, running left side, got a hole. Gets to the 30, hit and taken down at the 33-yard line, gain of 13 to start their second drive of the half. Score it, update for you, 29-15, Holton leading over Frontenac after three quarters. JCN leading Opie 44-0 midway through the third quarter, so the Chargers are going to be charging on to the semifinal round of the playoffs, it looks like. Class 1A. All right, here we go. First and 10, Hike, run right side, leaps over a man, gets in the middle, and taking down the 40-yard line for a solid gain of 7. The two carries for 20 yards on the second drive of the second half for Nemaha Central. And that right there was just their third play from scrimmage of the second half. Tight formation, another run for Hike. Left side, gets the 45, pushes the defender over, and taking down the 48 for a gain of 7. That is the 20th carry for Carter Hike. He has 196 yards with two touchdowns and the fumble lost. Over the air, he's 5-for-8 for 51 yards. He has a touchdown and an interception. So two turnovers at the hands of the sophomore quarterback for Nemaha Central. At their own 48-yard line, 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Again, 33-27 Nemaha Central. Deeper, Hike, up the middle, pass midfield, and rumbling his way to the 46-yard line. Gain of 6. The way Nemaha Central runs their offense, it's not sexy, but it works. And they're going to say that was a 5-yard carry to the 47-yard line. And the only reason why this game has been so close is because of the mistakes from Nemaha Central. A couple turnovers, failed fake punch, and keeper Hike right side this time gets the 40, and leg tackle fails and tripped up at the 36-yard line for a gain of 11. So gains on the drive of 13, 8, 7, 5, and 11. And they move the chains once again. will now go to the work from the 36-yard line of Osage City. That Thunder offensive line just giving the sophomore quarterback a lot of holes to run through. He bounces it outside to the left side this time, gets to the 30. Nice block to the near side, 20, and making man miss. That was Aiden Brockstrom with a fantastic block all the way to the 20, makes that 19-yard line for a gain of 17. Tied for the second longest run of the game for the sophomore. He had a 55-yard rushing touchdown in the first half. And the clock will continue to run down with 3:30 left to go in the third quarter. Mohawk Central can continue to do this and, again, avoid those mistakes. I don't think there's any stopping this Thunder offense with that offensive line. Do the same thing, and this time the gap closes, and not a big hole that time. A gain of one, they'll say, for Pike. And that'll make it second and nine from the Osage City's 18-yard line with 3:02 and counting left to go in this third quarter. So after a fast-paced start to the half, Mohawk Central saying, let's slow it down and play it at our pace. Because Osage City is just go, go, go. No huddle, hurry up offense. Pass, pass, pass. Mohawk Central trying to slow it down. Trying to get back to a two-possession lead. Run to the right side, Hike. Cuts it back to the middle. Still rumbling off defenders. Driving his legs past the 10. And all the way down to the 7. They get to the 8, so gain a 10 for Hike. And that will be a first and goal from the 8-yard line. Actually, that would be an 8-yard carry. A 2-yarder, then an 8-yarder. 2:13 now left to go. They're just continuing to run the same play. They're making them beat them on a play where they can't stop as he, again, bullies some defenders forward for a gain of 5. Osage City is trying to tackle Hike high. They're not going low on him. As a result, he's been bouncing off defenders. That's something he does just like his big brother did last year. And Cooper running for 42 touchdowns a year ago. Carter now is 36 after his pair of scores tonight. In every single game this year, Carter Hike has had multiple rushing touchdowns, which is just an incredible statistic. Second and goal from the 3. Bouncing to the outside, cuts it in the middle, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Carter Hike! And that went for a 10-play, 79-yard drive, or actually 80-yard drive, for the score. All coming on runs for Cooper Hike, just going back to their old bread and butter. And will they kick the PAT or go for it as they lead 39-27? And it looks like they will go for it. Try to go up 41-27 to get a 2-touchdown lead. And here's a fake run. It's a pop pass, and it's over the head of his intended target, Cooper Kramer, and incomplete. So they're 0-for-3 on 2-point conversion, so it is 39-27. And Nemaw Central extends their lead thanks to a 3-yard rushing touchdown from Carter Hike. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Mohawk Central once again out to a 2-possession lead. They're now up 39-27. A 10-play, 80-yard drive. Every single one of those being a Carter Hike run. And he has been phenomenal tonight as his third rushing touchdown. 27 carries for 248 yards. His season high in rushes is 32. That was in their win against Minneapolis. They won 24-0. Here is a high short kick returned to the 30-yard line. This will be ran up on and taken to the 35-yard line. That's all they'll get on the short return. for the Indians. And that return made by Logan White, the 6'1", 178-pound junior. About 25 left to go in this third quarter. Once again, a 3-yard rushing touchdown from Carter Hike. And your scoring update, as it is 39-27, is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Another possession for Osage City. Last one resulting in a touchdown. And here's a run to the left side, and not much doing that time. Gain of a couple, looks like. Big pile to stop Cooper Parsons for gain of just 2. For Osage City, it's been all about the short, quick pass that has really given Nemaha Central some headaches here tonight, as Kaysen Parsons, the sophomore quarterback, is 18 for 22 with 222 yards with a touchdown and an interception. His brother Cooper also has both a touchdown and an interception. Now moving on the line of scrimmage, and I think it's going to be a false start against Noah Martinez, and if it is, that is his second of the game. Unless maybe that's an offside, we'll see what the call is. They'll say it's a false start. 8th penalty of the game against Osage City for 75 penalty yards with 51.9 seconds left here in this third quarter. If they want to continue to stay in this game, they cannot make those kind of mistakes. This is 2nd and 13 from the 31-yard line. 45 seconds and counting left in the third. Quick throw, far side screen, caught by Stark, and can't quite get back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be a gain of 4, or a gain of 3. Gain of 2, actually, is what they'll say. 25 seconds left. They'll do a quick play to the near side. That one is incomplete, but no, they're going to say play on. They're going to say he caught it. It's Cooper Parsons, and didn't really get anything. It was clearly a drop. Nemaha Central fans caught, or had, unless they overturned this. But no, they will not. It's actually just an injured Indian player on the near sideline. But that ball clearly short hopped to Cooper Parsons. And it actually ended up benefiting Nemaha Central because it's a 1-yard loss. But the clock stops with 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Trying to identify the injured Indian on the near sideline, near the Nemaha Central sideline, that is. 39-27, and appears to be just cramps because they're just having the player stretch it out, and it is, I believe, Cooper Parsons, and it is, and he'll limp gingerly, now try to jog it off, and he will jog to the Indian sideline. He'll have to come out for this last play of this third quarter. He'll have some extra time to rest. Going into the fourth quarter, they will flip the field after this final play. So they will have to run a play here. It's 4th and 12 from their own 33-yard line, so you doubt that they go for it. Jason Parsons, the punter, and the quarterback, ready to boot this one away. And back to return it is Caleb Strothman. And now they're not going to have him return it. And they're going to fake it. The throw over the middle is going to be intercepted at the 40-yard line near side 30. It's Hike, 20, 15, they give him a miss. Hurling over mid. It's a pick 6 for Carter Hike from 41 yards out. A 4th and 12 from their 33-yard line. What were they thinking? So a fake punt from Nemaha Central went awry in the first half. And now Osage City tries to get cute in the second half, and it backfires big time. And it's a 3-score game once again. And it is 45-27, pending the extra point from Nico Tarisi. Beg your pardon, Rico Tarisi. It's on its way, and it is through there. What a turn of events. A bad decision by head coach Andrew Gantenbein to go for it on 4th and 12 from their own 33-yard line. He threw it off his back foot into traffic, and Hike said, thank you very much, 41 yards to the house. And we'll go ahead and keep it here. What a turn of events, as that was the final play of the quarter as well, so we will flip the field, and that will be the end of the quarter. So let's go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds. Again, it's 46-27 Omaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A pick six by Carter Hike and a 99-yard kickoff return from Carter Hike has Omaha Central up 46-27, and they will kick it away. This is the first play of the fourth quarter. It's a squib kick that will be returned to the 29-yard line and making a man miss, and that ball almost out of the hands of Dayton Meek. Good job securing it. Gets to the 38-yard line, good field position, but again, that was just a wild decision from head coach Andrew Gansenbein. Now, I get where they're coming from. Haven't really been able to stop Omaha Central on offense, but still, that was just executed so poorly for the Indians, and as a result, the Thunder make them pay, and that might be the final blow, possibly. But we'll see. They came back from 26-7 to make it 26-20. They're going to have to do something like that once again. You're with 11:55 to go in the ballgame. First play of the fourth quarter. And that's intercepted! Pick six! Once again, on back-to-back plays, it's Cooper Kramer. He read the pick route to the far side. And that has to be the final blow. Oh, my goodness. How about Cooper Kramer reading that to perfection on the bubble screen? They have been running that bubble screen all night long, so they knew it was coming. And the senior reads it to perfection, and it's 52-27. He took that one to the house from 39 yards out. PAT on the way from Teresi is good. Unbelievable. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solution or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
Kansaland Radio.
Back-to-back pick sixes for Omaha Central. They now lead it 53-27 as this kick goes into the end zone for a touchback. What a turn of events. It was 33-27, and then it was a 10-play, 80-yard touchdown drive that was capped off by an Omaha Central touchdown from Carter Hike, a 3-yard score. Then a pick six on the ensuing drive from the Indians on a 4th-and-12 from their own 33-yard line. And in the first play of their next drive, Cooper Kramer read a screenplay to perfection, picked it off, and took it to the house. And that is how we got here. Unbelievable turn of events here in this one with 11:49 left to go in this ball game. But they will start from their own 20. Here's the run, left side, and Cooper Parsons trying to drag defenders as a Job getting to the 25-yard line, so a gain of 5 for the senior back. His 5th carry, his 12th carry for 44 yards, has 3 touchdowns on the day, 1 over the air, 2 on the ground. Oh, actually, a 4th touchdown, he had 1 over the air on the receiving side. 1 in the passing, 1 in the receiving. Come back to pass, Casey Parsons throws this side, that's hit through the hands and almost intercepted by Aiden Brockstrom. He almost had his 2nd of the day, and a big-time hit, and Quentin Stark is injured. His quarterback threw that one high and left him in a vulnerable position, and he got blasted in the midsection. And hopefully this is nothing more than just having the wind knocked out of him. The exact same thing happened on the first play of the game. It was a high pass. He leaped, and it was through his hands, and it was picked off by Carter Roddinghouse. He's able to get to his feet, and he'll jog over to the far side, but he's kind of favoring his right side. It looks like he got blasted on his left side. So, yeah, it's kind of tough when you put your receiver in a vulnerable position like that. And well read, I believe that was Jake Mackey who hit him, the sophomore. So after that incompletion, it'll make it 3rd and 6. Jason Parsons is 20 for 26 with 223 passing yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions. 3rd and 6 from their own 24-yard line. Cooper, his brother, to his right, drops back to pass. Throw a little dump off to his brother, Cooper, and he's got the first down and gets hard and driven into the ground by Josh Gonzalez. And he is slow to get up. Mentioned Josh Gonzalez did not start this game. He had been dealing with some illness, but he makes his presence felt right there in a big way. What a year he's having. 10 tackles for loss for the big fella in his senior year. The moving the chains are now at their own 33-yard line, 1st and 10. 10:45 to go in the ball game against 53-27 Nemaw Central. An explosion of scoring here in the fourth quarter. Take fast under pressure, steps out of the pocket, and they finally get home! And a sack by Daniel Childress! The sophomore gets home their first sack of the night! And it's a loss of 3. Just the 3rd time that he's been really pressured tonight. But they finally get home. How about this score? Here we go. Class 4A Tonganoxie leading Atchison 47-42 going into the fourth quarter. Here in this one, 2nd and 13 from their own 30-yard line, 10 minutes exactly and counting remaining in the ballgame. Bunch that far side to the near, empty backfield. Quick throw, far side, caught, and able to break 1 tackle, but he falls forward is Tate Smith. His 3rd catch of the game. And it'll be 3rd down and medium after a gain of 7. Make it 3rd and 6. Clock continues to tick down. Indians' largest deficit of the game. And how about 30 unanswered points in the second half from Nemaw Central? Throw back to pass. Kaysen Parsons throws near side. The ball is going to be caught. And it'll be swarmed by a trio of Thunder. Shy of the 40-yard line on the completion to Quentin Stark. Team leading 7th reception of the ball game. That goes for a gain of just 1. And it'll be 4th down and 5. They're going to say a short 6 or a long 5, depending on what you like. They will go for it, again, from their own 37-yard line. Haven't been able to stop Nemaw Central's offense all day. Under pressure, he's trying to throw a little dump-off pass. It's tipped in. It is intercepted at the 36-yard line. Into the hands of the sophomore, Jack Mackey. I've mentioned his name quite a bit tonight. And he comes away with the pick. And that one's certainly the nail in the coffin. They get it at the Osage City 36-yard line. A chance to score another one, as that is the 3rd interception. I think that's the 4th interception of the game and the 3rd of the half for the Nemaw Central defense. Carter Hike in the tight formation under center this time. And he will hand it off, and that nothing doing that time. And Cooper Kramer with the handoff. And no gain. They'll say actually, well, he lost a half yard, but they are going to say that's maybe no gain for Kramer on his third carry of the game. Had a 9-yard rushing touchdown all the way back with 7:20 left to go in the first quarter. That quickly put them up 14-0. It was a quick start for the Thunder, getting up 26-7 halfway through the second quarter. Indians storm back to make it 26-20. That was their halftime score. End around. First touch of the day for Leighton Thomas. And that was stuffed out beautifully. Far side. And the tackle made by Noah Martinez. And after that loss of 2, it'll be 3rd and 12. And I'll say a loss of 1, so 3rd and 11 from the Osage City 37-yard line. Well, I mentioned how Osage City hadn't been able to stop the Omaha Central offense. They do have one stop all game. That was back in the first half. They stopped a fake punt. Here's the keeper. Hike up the middle. Loses the ball. It's going to be picked up and dove on by Jaden Ballyard with 7:04 to go. That is the second fumble of the game lost by Carter Hike. And for him, that is his third turnover of the game. Got to clean that up next week if they were to hold on to this lead and take on Sabetha or Humboldt. Haven't gotten an update from that one in a while. Try to find that when we can as Osage City takes over from their own 31-yard line. Jason Parsons drops back to pass, looking far side, going to air it out deep. His arm was hit, so it's underthrown, and that is tipped up and intercepted by Carter Hike, his second of the game. Can he return this one for a touchdown? Runs into his own man, gets to the 45, to the 40. Man track him down from behind and taken down his 31-yard line. Carter Hike with the second interception on defense, helping his own cause. And that is the fourth interception mentioned going into the game. He had 10 interceptions thrown, and now he has 14 on the year. And in total, that is 5 interceptions for the defense on the game. Because Cooper Parsons threw one on a 4th and 12. So with 6:50 left to go in the 4th quarter, a second chance for Omaha Central to lay it on thick here. So they get the ball right back at the 31-yard line where they lost it. Here's a quick bubble screen to Caleb Stroppen. Gets to the 25 and take it out of bounds at the 23 for a gain of 8. That is actually Carter Hike's first pass attempt of this second half. Wait, that can't be right, can it? It is right. Wow. That's hard to believe. Well, I guess they had the 80-yard drive. They had the fumble. And another fumble, so yep, that adds up. That is crazy to believe. But with themselves being up, they haven't necessarily needed to throw very much. And I'll actually say that as a gain of 7. So 2nd and 3 from the 24-yard line. Run left side, and Cooper Kramer fighting for the sticks. Looks like he got it. Gain of 4. His 4th carry of the game. Averaging 4 yards a carry. And how about Carter Hike on the ground? 28 carries, 250 yards. And 3 touchdowns. Well, he has to work on his ball security for their upcoming game next weekend in Substate. Again, I'm trying to see if we can find an update between Humboldt and Sabetha to see who Omaha Central is going to play next week. 6:16 left to go in this one. Here's a run left side, and Cooper Kramer once again with a carry, a medium gain, and gets to the 15-yard line for a gain of 5. All right, Hardwell with the tackle. Busy day for him. And he did not start, but he has been all over the place. So at the Osage City 15-yard line, trying to finish this one off here. Oh, here we go. Sabetha running away from the Cubs. 35-12 is the latest score that we have there. It's in the fourth quarter, so Sabetha and Nemaha Central, just as we all predicted, going to meet up in substate. Keeper, Ike, trying to wait for blocker. Flag comes in from the main official and gain of a few. And it'll be a holding, so that will negate that carry. That is against... Oh, no, don't get any help on who that is, but it's a 10-yard penalty. First penalty of the half for Nemaha Central. Clean that up a little bit, but still, if you're Nemaha Central's head football coach, Michael Gladzik, got to talk about cleaning up those turnovers, some of those mistakes that kept Osage City in this ball game for the first three quarters. Again, it's the first time they've really been tested this season. Even in that Nemaha Central Sabetha game, it was close, of course, at the start, but really it was a dominant performance by Nemaha Central's defense that has not really been the case here tonight. Giving up 240 yards over the air. Run to the right side by Caleb Strothman, gets a block from his wide receiver and hits his own man and taken down at the 13-yard line for a gain of 10, and that will make it third and short. Strothman's second carry of the ball game, 16 yards with those two carries. They're down in three. 4:30 and counting left to go as they continue to eat some clock here. So it'll be a collision course between Nemaha Central and Sabetha and Substate, just like a year ago. And be sure to stay tuned for our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show after this one ends. And Hike took a snap on his knee, but it'll be a false start that will back him up either way. Looks to me like as soon as he caught the ball, he was on a knee. He likes to get nice and low to take those snaps, but either way, they will lose yardage. Be sure to stay tuned on our website, mscsports.net, for where we will be next week for our substate coverage. Of course, Axtell on the next round. JCN is on to the next round, so we got options. Holton looking pretty good. 35-22 lead with about 55 left in their game over Atchison. Here's Hike is a big time loss. Holton Bass, I got a nice pancake on Colby Fagan, the 6 foot, 233 pound sophomore, younger brother of the starting defensive tackle and center, Logan Fager. Luger, oh, no, did I? Those are two different guys, never mind. Fagan versus Fager. Either way, that loss is of 5 yards for Carter Hike, so that backs him up, making it a 4th and 18. And we'll see if they just go for this and try to give themselves a shot at the sticks. The first down marker, of course, being at the 10-yard line. From the Osage City 28-yard line, they will go for this. At the field goal range of Teresi, and this one batted down to the line of scrimmage, incomplete. Well done on that play by Logan Fager. Mention his name. Just the play go. And the clock stops with 3:01 left to go in the ballgame. And it's a turnover on downs. And the Indians will have it at their own 28-yard line. 3:01 left to go. It'll be just a short post game. Wrap up here, and our post-game show is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. So we break down how this one unfolded. Jason Parsons, quick throw near side, once again caught by Stark to 35-yard line, taken out of bounds with 39 by Aiden Brockstrom. That's a gain of 11. That'll immediately move the chains. Overall, it was a solid game by Jason Parsons. 24 for 32 for 251 yards, but ultimately the 4 interceptions. That is going to be the story of this ball game, and 5 total interceptions by the Nemaha Central defense. Cooper Parsons on an end around And Omaha Central had that one read all the way. Cooper Kramer again reading the offense to perfection. He had the pick six earlier. That gave them their 53rd point of the night. That was with 11:49 to go on just the second play of the fourth quarter. And now 2:30 to go in this one. And after that, it's going to be a loss of three, so second and 13 after that play goes awry. Empty backfield. Quick throw, far side, and this will be Tate Smith. Gets to the line of scrimmage and tripped at the 40-yard line, falling ahead to the 39 for a 3-yard gain. Fourth catch from Tate Smith. He had that 66-yard reception in their first scoring drive of the game to give them some life after they quickly fell behind 14-0. This is a fairly young Osage City team. Got a few offensive linemen they're going to have to replace here. Is the end around, and beautiful play and thrown down in the backfield for a loss by Sam Nordis. 110 tackles coming into the game and end around to Quentin Stark in his first carry of the game, and a big-time loss. And a loss of four to be precise. So it's 4th and 12 with 1:20 left to go. Looking to throw. Desperation time. Throw over the middle. Deep ball. That's going to be caught at the 38-yard line by Quentin Stark. Across the 35, down to the 34. Gain of 29. Their second longest pass play of the game. That is the 9th completion to Quentin Stark. And here's a throw here from Cooper Parsons, but actually he's going to tuck it and run it as he runs out of time, steps up and drives a pile forward for a solid gain of 7. Indians not giving up, but again, it has been all about the Thunder here in the second half. Currently simulcasting this game on 103.9 FM KNZA, welcoming you here in this one. 53-27, Omaha Central going to win this one. Desperation time, Casey Parsons scrambling to his left and trying to stiff arm a man. He coughs the ball up, but it's still gone by the Indians. Casey Parsons got crunched. Three players slow to get up, a couple Indians and a Omaha Central player. That player in question is Abram Kime. He is fine, though, stays in the game. And that is going to be the last play of the game. And Omaha Central advances on to the next round of Substate. It will be them versus Sabetha coming up next week. 53-27 final. Let's step aside for just a little bit of a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lundquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Farmers, preseason discounts, truckload discounts, and flexible financing options all add up to a great year-end discount for you. Now is an exciting time for you to take advantage of those discounts. Just like the Omaha Central football team, a balanced team produces success. Your balanced crops turn into healthy crops. And with a successful team, the Thunder can produce another state championship. For your field, a healthy crop will produce optimum yields. Ensure your field is producing like the Thunder do on the field. Give your crops a great start with SureCrop by calling 800-635-4700. 1-800-549-4043 today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
And we are back here in Seneca as Nemaha Central defeats Osage City 53-27, and we'll have a rematch of the Big 7/district title between Nemaha Central and Sabetha coming up next week. Let's recap this one quickly and crown our player of the game as we're here in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Well, Nemaha Central got out quickly to a 14-0 lead, and it was Osage City responding to get back within a score of 14-7, and then it was back-to-back touchdowns to make it 26-7. Nemaha Central felt like they were going to start running away with it, but then a couple of bad decisions and some turnovers from Nemaha Central got it to a 26-20 score at the break. First play out of the break, a 99-yard return for a touchdown on the kickoff to start things off for Nemaha Central. That would kind of be the way things would unfold for the rest of the way. Osage City was able to respond with a touchdown with 6.5 left to go in the third quarter to make it 33-27, but that will be their final score of the game as the Nemaha Central Thunder ran it down, a 10-play, 80-yard drive for a score, then a pick six by Carter Hike, then a pick six by Cooper Kramer on the very next play, and then some turnovers were exchanged, but in the end, 53-27 is your final score. Let's go ahead and crown our player of the game. It's hard to give it to anyone else but Carter Hike, who had 29 carries for 245 yards unofficially with 3 touchdowns. He did have 2 turnovers on the ground and 1 over the air as he was 6 for 9 for 58 yards, but he did have a passing touchdown as well to kind of soften the blow as he goes over 300 yards of total offense on the day. And what a game it was for Nemaha Central. They are on to Substate. Dave Hilbert, or beg your pardon, that's holding back, doing a little rally chant with the crowd going over to the sideline, but it will be Nemaha Central and Sabetha coming at you next week, and be sure to stay tuned here because we got our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up next. Again, our final score, Nemaha Central on the Substate. They defeat Osage City 53-27. Jared Slubby, Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Thanks for tuning in to High School Sports on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football.